Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You have tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. We thank God for you tonight, all those who have tuned in, and we want to just thank you again. You're some fantastic people that keep tuning in to us and keep doing what the Spirit of God says to do, to encourage one another, to call someone up and tell them that God loves them and that you love them too. We thank God for you. Continue to do a good work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. And excuse me. Hallelujah. We just praise God for you. And tonight, before we go any further, we're going to have none other than Pastor Peaches Bird give our housekeeping suggestions. If you would, while she's doing that, I'm going to key up the next selection. But God bless you. So glad to hear you on this, hallelujah, on the air, hallelujah. By faith, I hear you breathing out there. Come on now, hallelujah. By faith, I hear you saying amen, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Pastor Peaches, are you there?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. If you would give us the housekeeping suggestions for tonight.
All right. Call one and all, everybody in the household, into the room like they used to do a long time ago, listen to the radio, because television wasn't around and telephones weren't either. But we thank God that we are able to have technology today. We can call, maybe have an international program heard all over the world, put it on loudspeaker. Hallelujah. Connected to your Bluetooth, hallelujah, so that everybody can hear, even the animals, the pets, hallelujah. You want the Spirit of God even to be on them. They ain't doing crazy things around the house, hallelujah. We want you to get your Bibles, get your ink pens, pencils, the composition notebooks along with that, so you can write down the scriptures, hallelujah. You can write down anything God may drop in your spirit while you're listening to the Word of God. And get your communion elements. Whatever you're going to use, if you don't have the communion elements that we have shared with you, Get your toast, your bread, your cracker, your juice, whatever you want to take. Hallelujah. So you'll have that ready when we get ready to take communion. Thank you.
Bless the name of the Lord. We thank you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. We glorify the name of the Lord. And I want to just share with you, we are not oblivious to what's happening in southeastern section of the country. And because of that, we're going to have a special selection. And then we're going to be praying for the millions of people who have been touched by the hurricane. So right now is the special selection. Hold on.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. We reach out, hallelujah, we reach out to them with the prayer. To the prayer right now. We reach out with prayer, oh God. We reach out with your word, oh God. We reach out right now with your love, oh God. Your caring, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you right now. We serve you notice right now. You are defeated. We bind you. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. Every hurricane, hallelujah, glory to God. Make a U-turn. Go back to the water. Hallelujah. Every tornado, hallelujah. Make a U-turn and go back to the water. Hallelujah. Become a water spout and harm no one in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God. Hallelujah. For your words say, Lord, we stand on your word. Your words say that the prayers of the righteous avail of much, oh God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We stand on your word, oh God. We praise your name for your word, oh God. And, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise your name and we glorify your name in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. We thank God for those who prayed along with us. Hallelujah. We thank God for the opportunity that he's given us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even on this day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And right now, we're keying up selection because I think it's time for the children's corner. Is that right, Pastor Peaches?
Oh, hallelujah.
All right. Well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get your selection keyed up, and here we go.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19:1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God."
Revelation 19:6. Then I heard what sounded
fornication, all uncleanness, and It says, let it not be once named among you, but okay, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. But down to the sixth verse, it says, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. And don't you know sometimes that when you're disobedient and you go to school and you hang with the wrong crowd and when you're trying to find your way and you hooked up with somebody, the wrong group, and then they have to call your parents and your parents come up and, oh, goodness. And sometimes you can have a parent that comes down on you and you think it's the wrath of God because they didn't want you in school embarrassing them and the school having to call them up there, you know. But you got with the wrong crowd because you listened to them vain words. The other ones kind of coax you into hooking up with them. No, if you see some friends that's not going down the right path, don't be afraid to say, I catch you later, see you later, or whatever. No, but you go in the right direction, okay? And verse 7 says, be not ye therefore partakers with them, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are you children, you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto God. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Don't be afraid to say, I catch y'all later. See you in the next class. Okay? Don't be afraid to stick out like a sore thumb, because to them you'll be like, what's up with her? What's up with him? Or whatever. No, don't even be afraid for them to call you whatever they want to call you. Okay. In today's daily bread, it says the presence of the Spirit makes needed changes on the inside that can help us reflect Jesus in our words and actions. He helps us replace lying with speaking truthfully. Verse 25, this is of Ephesians 4. Then it says, he guides us to avoid sin in regard to anger. Verse 26, and he directs us to speak words that are helpful for building others up. Verse 29, these spirit-controlled actions are part of the internal change that manifests in things like kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. Verse 32, the Spirit works in us to enable us to imitate Jesus himself and reflect the heart of our Heavenly Father. Verses 24, 5, and 1. Okay? And when you're in the Word of God, and like I shared with you before, get up in the morning and enough time to have fellowship with the Lord. That's like the sweetest part of the day. Get up in the morning, after you've showered, changed, whatever, have some time with the Lord. Hallelujah. And see how God, and just meditate on the word, meditate on the scripture, talk to the Lord. You know, just let him feel his loving arms around you and tell Jesus how much you love him. Let him tell you how much he loves you. Hallelujah. And watch him bless your day. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:10 says, be strong in the Lord. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Then it tells you how to put on the whole arm of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Okay? When you come upon different things in school, hallelujah, we know they're not teaching the word of God in school. A whole lot of things that you may hear in church, maybe, and then when you go to school, that you may even hear some teachings that's contrary to what you heard in church. Because they're not going to teach you the word of God in school. So therefore, put on your whole armor before you even go to school. Verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Then it tells you about your armor. Wherefore, take upon you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, when you put God first, when you honor him, he will honor you. I know what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And what will God do for you? Hallelujah. Favor. God will give you favor. He will crown you with his favor. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Isaiah 58:1. Hallelujah. Because this is what you want. Hallelujah. Isaiah 58:11. It says, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Psalm 90:17. You want the favor of God on your life. Hallelujah. Psalm 90:17. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It says, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon you, and establish you, establish thou the work of your hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. Let me see, that was Psalms 90. See, because what you want is the favor of God on in your life. You can't expect to expect God to bless you when you open your mouth and say, Lord God, I want this, I want that, or whatever, and you're going to shuck and jibe and run up and down the halls with the wrong crowd. Whole class, go in the bathroom, smoke weed with the wrong group. Well, any group smoking weed in bathroom is wrong. You don't want to run with a crowd and then expect God to show up for you when you say, oh, Jesus, help me. He's going to look at you and say, oh, really? He wasn't like, who is this? You can't expect that, okay? Mm-mm. You want to be just what God wants you to be, okay? And Psalm 84:11, he will bestow favor and honor, and no good thing will he withhold from you. When you honor God, God will honor you. When you will speak the word and believe you me, it will, what you need will appear just as if, I don't want to say a genie in a bottle. Because we don't want to ever treat Jesus like he's a genie in a bottle, okay? But when you honor God, God is going to honor you. He is going to be with you in times of trouble. You will be able to speak the word of God and believe you meet the faith that you have built up on the inside of you will make a peaceful situation where someone may be trying to make trouble with you. If somebody trying to jack you up in the bathroom, God will allow somebody to come through that bathroom door at the right time to rescue you. You just say the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
There is power.
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus.
What else?
Somebody may raise their hand up, trying to raise their hand up against you. And I have been told this: the young lady raised her hand up against another young lady, and her hand got froze in the air. Her hand got stuck up in the air. Believe you me, when you walk with God and have his word in you and you're in the word of God, God will have your back. Don't be afraid to call in the name of Jesus while you're in school. Don't be afraid to say your grace over your lunch. Don't be afraid to call on his name or to say his name. Other people, your little friends and little classmates and all, they aren't going to be afraid to say all them little colorful words and all them little MFs and them little Bs and call each other Bs and stuff like that. Believe you me, I've been around it all. And they won't be afraid to say, oh, girl, let me tell you what I was doing last night with so-and-so and so-and-so. You don't want to hear that. And if they're going to share that and not be and not cringe or whatever, and they're going to speak boldly, and say, oh, you know what? I had Bible study last night. I went to church last night. I did this and that. And you know what? You know what's going to happen? After a while, they're going to not want to talk around you. They're going to leave you alone. They aren't going to share their little nasty happenings, and God is going to bring some other friends in your little circle that's going to be talking the same thing you talk.
Hallelujah.
I know what I'm talking about. I've experienced it. Believe you me, when I was in high school, there was about 7 or 8 of us that all had lunch. God brought us to the lunch table at the same time. We were able to open up the Word of God. We were able to talk to each other. We were able to be friends with each other. It was a bunch of us. And you know what? And we weren't afraid or ashamed. Then when I had an opportunity to represent my class, I was able to sing a gospel song while everybody else was singing whatever they wanted to sing on stage. And I was bold. And don't you know, and I was able to witness to friends in high school. And even after that, I did not know, but people came to the Lord because they heard me witness to somebody else in high school. One young lady said, you're the one, you're the one. And I saw her years later, and I said, I'm the one what? She said, I overheard you talking to somebody in the auditorium about Jesus one day, and I told myself I was going to give this Jesus another chance.
Hallelujah.
She said, and I'm saved today. One young man on the bus, when I was riding the bus, he said, I go to church now, or I'm saved. He said, I wish I had done it sooner. And it was because of him hearing me witness to somebody about Jesus in school.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, don't be afraid. Your friends are going to live their life, but believe you me, if they aren't in Jesus Christ, they're in darkness. You have the light of Jesus shining in you and around you and shining out of you. And so therefore, what you have is what they need. And believe you me, when they come upon the hard times, you're the person that they're going to be looking for. Hey, can you pray for me? Can you help me out? Can you do this? Can you do that? Mark my word. You'll be the one that they're coming to. And they, you know what? They may try and find you when you sitting all by yourself because they don't want nobody else to know that they trying that they got to talk to you about Jesus because their family in trouble or there's a sick family member and they know it's Jesus because, see, Jesus is going to prove himself to these people.
Yeah.
And they're going to find you because you have the truth inside of you and you have what they want. But they, at the moment, they can't let their friends know that they're going to come to you because they really do believe in Jesus too.
Okay.
But you be the bold one. You be the trendsetter. You be the one to lead them. You be the one leading the line. Okay? And I guarantee you, God got your back. And he will allow you to soar above all others. Hallelujah. Have a blessed year in the Lord. Hallelujah. If there's anything that I can help you with, please give me a phone call. Hallelujah. And let me know the special programs that you are part of in your school. Have a blessed year in the Lord. Thank you, Bishop Bird.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah, 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 glory to God, hallelujah. Let's praise him just for a little while here. Hallelujah, oh, we bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. You've tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made a whole by God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches, for the Children's Corner on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity that you've given to us. We don't take this opportunity for granted. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of those who have tuned into this service on tonight. We thank all of you, all you men and women. I know we usually have two selections that we dedicate to the mighty men of valor and the God's woman, the virtuous woman, the women of the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Vessels of honor. Hallelujah. But we forego that tonight so we could pray for those who were in harm's way. Hallelujah. We thank God for dissipating the hurricane and all the bad weather. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hear a song. Hallelujah. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. 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 The storm is passing over. We thank you for the grace and mercy of God tonight. Hallelujah. And all those who have tuned in, every man, woman, boy, or girl, we bless God for you tonight. Hallelujah. Those that are in Washington State and Louisiana and Georgia and North Carolina, South Carolina, hallelujah, Texas, the Gulf Coast, Arkansas, Alabama, all those areas over there, Mississippi, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, we pray God has covering over you. Wherever there's trouble in the land, whether it be fire or storm, hallelujah, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cover. Hallelujah, glory to God. The grace and mercy of God cover right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I tell you, hallelujah. We usually throw up a whole bunch of people's names up in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just gonna leave it to the people on the lines to throw up the people's names in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As we praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God right now.
Hallelujah.
More love to thee, O Christ, more love to thee. Now hear me while I pray on bended knee. This is my earnest plea, more love. Oh, Christ to thee, more love to thee, more love to thee, more of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord, my heart desires more of thee. More of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord, my heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord. Go ahead, Pastor Peaches.
I lift it up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Hallelujah.
Bread of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup.
Hallelujah.
Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole.
Fill my cup, Lord.
Fill my cup, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I lift it up, Lord.
Now, y'all. Hallelujah.
Come and quench
the thirsting of my
hallelujah. Soul.
Hallelujah.
Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven.
Of heaven.
Me till I want no more.
Hallelujah.
Fill my cup. Fill my cup.
Fill my cup,
Lord. Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As we shared the hallelujah, glory to God, that song, that selection. Yes, we throw up Gloria's name up into the atmosphere, Yvonne's name up into the atmosphere, and Janice's name up to the atmosphere. Hallelujah, glory to God. And Minister Linda, hallelujah, and Sterling, and Barry, and David, hallelujah, and Reggie, and Scooter, and Alan, hallelujah, Danya, and Tiffany, glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Angela Jennings Hill, Rosetta Carey, Elder Rosetta Carey, Elder QB Stevenson, Dominique, and hallelujah, glory, Justin, and another Dominique, and another Dominique, oh, glory to God, another Dominique, hallelujah, Earl, another Earl, another Earl, another Earl, glory to God, Tavon, and another Tavon, and still another Tavon, and Trayvon, hallelujah, glory to God, and Maurice, another Maurice, hallelujah, James, another James, another Jane, glory to God, hallelujah, Shirley and Michelle, another Michelle, another Michelle, glory to God, hallelujah, Apostle Margie Mercer, hallelujah, Overseer Norman Nevins, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Harry Warsaw, Dorothy Warsaw, Maisha Warsaw, Margaret Brown, Margaret Pearson, with all the Joyce Dukes, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Julian, Anna, and Ava, and Kitty, and Dominique, and Desiree, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, little Stephanie, hallelujah, Monica, Victor, hallelujah, all the grandchildren, hallelujah, hallelujah, the children and the grandchildren, oh, glory to God, Yadavo Shekinah, Joan and Lil, hallelujah, Jeffy, Maria, Bob, and Lil, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Calvin, another Calvin, hallelujah, glory to God. Tanya and another Tanya, hallelujah, Darcy and another Darcy, and glory to God. Rakim, hallelujah, Jerry Cleveland, Jerry Warren, hallelujah, another Jerry, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today, hallelujah, for all of you. Pastor Don Street, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Pastor Jason Roseborough, Charlene Roseborough, hallelujah. Sherry Woodley, Sherry Wolfong, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Sheila from Jessica, hallelujah, glory to God. Woroshe, they, money, they, woroshe, kata, they, sir. Nail, woroshe, they, come on, Victor, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Joseph Powers, hallelujah. Carolyn, hallelujah. Carol, hallelujah. Another Carol. Another Carol. Hallelujah. Doug Wilson, hallelujah. Teresa Wilson, hallelujah. Tommy Owens, Larry Owens, Sheila, hallelujah. Another Sheila, hallelujah. Stephanie, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Rachel, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lorena, hallelujah. Pastor Viola Wright, Pastor Lewis Wright, hallelujah. Tiffany, another Tiffany, glory to God. A miracle, another miracle. Angel, another angel. Hallelujah, glory to God. Mercy, another mercy, glory to God. Yada, Buyeda, Boycha. Renola Carr, hallelujah. Elder Renola Carr, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor James, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Christine, hallelujah, glory to God. Another Christine. With older Christopher, hallelujah, glory to God. Maurice, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Malachi, another Malachi, hallelujah, glory to God. Jaheim, hallelujah. Xavier, hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. Larry, another Larry, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, we just thank God for all of you, hallelujah. Look, as we say names and we throw them up into the atmosphere, we want you to do the same thing. Throw up some names of people in Dorothy, another Dorothy, a Loretta, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Go to Corinthia Johnson and Sean and Juan Johnson, hallelujah. Byron McCoy, senior and junior, Raymond McCoy, senior and junior, Janetta McCoy, hallelujah, glory to God. We got a hey, yeah, the brother James Johnson, hallelujah. Ruby Smith, hallelujah, glory to God. We want you to throw up names up into the atmosphere. You know the people that got their backs up against the wall, or they're on their sick bed, or they're incarcerated, or they need the hand of the Lord to step in. They need the favor of God. You need to call up their name, put it in the atmosphere in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Janine Jarrell, hallelujah, glory to God. James Jr., hallelujah, glory to God. Joseph Atkins, Raymond Banks, hallelujah. Another Cynthia, put it in the bush. Hallelujah. Glodine, hallelujah. Sarah Bright, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, your boy shout out. Tony and Ricky, hallelujah. Another Ricky, hallelujah. Another Dominique. Hazel, glory to God. David, another David, another David. In the name of the Lord, oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. Martha, glory to God. Paula, hallelujah. Glory to God. Manuel, hallelujah. Pat and Bob, hallelujah. Another Bob, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another Lil Smith, hallelujah. Bob Smith, hallelujah. Glory to God. Reginald Moore, hallelujah. Bob Wall, see y'all here, brother. Daryl Sutton, Daryl Carter, y'all. Aretta, hallelujah. Teresa McLeod, y'all here, boy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Miss C, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. AJ, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mother Dolores Harris, hallelujah. And Danette Harris, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yvette Harris. Ronald Harris, hallelujah, 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 glory to Rosalind, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, Thomas Wynn, Rosalind, hallelujah, Elder Lester, Deacon Dale, hallelujah, Minister Jane, Apostle Dustin Harper, hallelujah, Dr. Nancy McKnight, Dr. Wenda Mack, hallelujah, glory to God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to touch down again. Hallelujah. What time is it now? Hallelujah.
Communion time.
Well, bless God. Yadabosata. It's time for the meal that heals, the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. It's time for the Holy Eucharist. Hallelujah. Holy Communion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You go to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Glory to God. Verses 23-30. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Examine yourselves. Hallelujah. First of all, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Father God, we thank you for them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We ask that you would bless and sanctify. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, the elements. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says, examine yourselves.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we do just that right now. Father God, we thank you for your name. Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth to it and are safe. Well, bless God. We thank you, Lord, for your covenant names. I believe your number one covenant name is Jehovah Sitkanu, the Lord our righteousness. So right now, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. We repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Every sin of omission and commission, please forgive us, O Lord, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. You're Jehovah Makedesh. You're Jehovah Shammah, you're Jehovah Sabaoth, you're Jehovah Teshua, you're Jehovah Perezo, you're Jehovah Rohi, you're Jehovah Rohi, you're Jehovah Rofe, you're Jehovah Rafika, you're Jehovah Rapha, you're Jehovah Nisi, you're Jehovah Shalom, you're Jehovah Jireh, you're Jehovah Elyon, you're Jehovah Elohim, you're Jehovah Adonai, you're Yahweh, you're El Shaddai, you're El Gabor. You have a father because of what Jesus did. He spoiled principalities, made a show of them openly. Took the out of the peace and glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. Made it short and openly. Colossians 2:15. Took the keys to death and hell. Revelations, hallelujah, 1:18. Led captivity captive. Ephesians 4:8. Hallelujah. Because of all of that, you highly exalted him and given him a name above every name that's named at the name of Jesus. Every knee must bow and every tongue must confess the Lord to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, verses 9, 10, and 11. So we say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. We worship you today, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our salvation today. Hallelujah. And again, your word says to examine yourselves. Hallelujah. And we do just that, Lord. We comprehend. We're fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, O God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53. And 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now your words say, Lord, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, glory to God, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, our life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, hallelujah. Glory to God. You will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word's going to do what it was set up to do. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word today. There's one thing, oh glory to God, Lord God, that you put above yourself. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. It's your word. Psalms 138 verse 2 says so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So on the same night, hallelujah. 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 On the same night, hallelujah, which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord, right now. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing us, every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now, all over the world, right now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you that your word says, hallelujah, in Matthew 15:26. And 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. And St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. And Galatians 3:26. And Psalms 100. Your word says that healing is the bread of your children. Hallelujah. And we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And again, healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup also. And when he had given thanks, he declared, "This is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts.
Yeah.
It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, hallelujah, of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, glory to God. With all your chapter, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I
see the blood,
I will pass over you. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present,
yes,
and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, glory to God, covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. In the name of Jesus Christ, fire, 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 fire. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, eliminates, hallelujah, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, reverses, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name, singing glory to
His name,
precious name. Glory to His name, precious name. There
to my heart was the blood
applied.
Glory to
His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. We bless your name today. Hallelujah. And now, Pastor Peaches, what time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. I think you're a poet and didn't know it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Hallelujah. Save someone. Hallelujah. Fill with your Holy Spirit, O God. Set the captives free, O God. Deliver today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father, Father God, we thank you for the authority you've given us in Jesus' name. Satan, the Lord God, we rebuke you, we bind you in Jesus' name. We curse you from the root in Jesus' name. You are under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. And Father God, hallelujah, we praise your name today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for giving to those under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. 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 The harvest of the seed sown today. Hallelujah. 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory, for it's yours in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm trying to think right now, is this part four or part three? Hallelujah. We don't know. It's not, y'all keep up with it. Hallelujah. But we're going to go on anyway. I think this might be part three or part four. The title of today's message is the same as it's been for the last two or three services. Nothing changes until your mind changes. Oh, you got to repeat that after me. Nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
Until your mind changes.
Until your mind changes.
Oh, let's do that one more time. Nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
Until your mind changes.
Until your mind changes.
Now, I just need to ask a question to you listening out there in radio land. Hallelujah. I like that, radio land. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody need a change in their finances? Raise your hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that. Anybody need a change in your health? I see that hand. I see that hand. Oh, my goodness. You got both hands up and 2 feet. Glory to put your feet down, sister. Glory to God. Glory to God. I see that hand. I see that hand. Sister Linda, come on, behave. Hallelujah. I see that hand. Somebody need a change in their home situation. Oh, I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that. I see that hand. With the eyes of my faith. Y'all say, how can you do that? With the eyes of my faith, I see that hand. Somebody needs a change in their employment situation, their job situation. I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. I see. Mother, put your hand down. You're 99 years old. What you doing with your hand up? Oh, you still got work to do. Ah, God bless him. God bless your mother. I'm sorry. I'll take that back.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you can keep your hand up. Okay, you can put it down now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody needs a change in their community. Hallelujah. Put your hand up. I see that hand. I see that hand. Somebody needs a change in that city. Put your hands. Everybody's hands going up. Glory to God. People tired of the guns and all that other kind of stuff. I see that hand. I see those hands. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me tell you. See, you got to understand. Nothing changes until your mind changes. And I'm not talking about the other guy either, because we always want to put it on the other guy. Oh, they need their mind changed. Yeah, they need a new mindset. I'm talking about you, sister, you, brother, because if everybody who names the name of the Lord, oh, I got to do this a different way. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name would but humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then would I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. I said, and heal of the land. So we're looking for, God, please move on that one and that one and that one. God need to move on you, baby. God need to move on you, daddy, on you, mother, you son, you daughter, you brother and sister, you pastor, you bishop, you a apostle, call yourself an apostle, and you can't even get out and share the goodness of the Lord to a guy standing on the corner. I'm an apostle. Hallelujah to God. I'm a bishop. When's the last time you gave an Al Daily bread to the guys on the corner? When's the last time you told someone that God loves them and that you love them too? Nothing changes until your mind changes.
Amen.
We've been talking about this, to your mind changing. And we're working on that right now. Hallelujah. First of all, hallelujah, glory to God, Pastor Peaches.
Yes.
You want to read some of these scriptures. Hallelujah. I don't know if we're going to get to them. We're going to skip over some stuff. However the Lord leads, but hallelujah, Holy Spirit, going to have your way tonight. Go ahead.
Philippians 2:5, Matthew 16, verses 16 and 17, John 1:14, John 3:17, Matthew 3:2, John 10:10, Matthew 1:21, 2 Corinthians 5:21, Galatians 5:22-23, John 14:1-3.
God bless you. And if you need those scriptures again, you can call after the program. 410-444-5152, and we'll be glad to give that to you. If you can leave your name and a number, we'll call you back. That's a brief message, and we'll call you back if you don't answer right away. Hallelujah, the line is busy. Hallelujah. Nothing changes until your mind changes. Philippians 2:5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Now, we're gonna put our finger in that and focus. Say, well, what's the mind of Christ? Because see, the mind of Christ, you're gonna have to have that in order for you to answer the five questions that are foundational for you changing your mind. Now, we gave those five questions, and I want to give them to you again for those who are just catching up with us. You number your page 1-5. Number one, you have to know who you are. You have to ask the question, who am I? Number two, where did I come from? Number three, why am I here? That's your purpose. What can I do? That's your giftings. Where am I going? That's number five. Again, number one is, who am I? Number two, where did I come from? Number three, why am I here? And number four, what can I do? And number five, where am I going? Hallelujah. My destination. Hallelujah. Before we can even begin to work on changing your mindset, those questions need to be asked and answered. And guess what? It's all in the Word of God. The Bible says in Psalms 119, verse 105, that the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, which means the Word of God will let us know where we are and where we are going or where we need to go. That's why you got to stay in the Word. Now, let's get back to Philippians 2:5. It says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. This is the atmosphere that has to be set before you can even tackle those questions that we just shared. You got to have the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ, where is the mind of Christ? Is that what you asked, Pastor Peaches?
All right, where's the mind of Christ?
All right, well, thank you for asking. Galatians 5, verse 22-23. says the fruit of the Spirit. Now we know that the Spirit of the living God was in Christ and was Christ, is Christ. The fruit of the Spirit, the mind of the Spirit, the heart of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, that's patience, goodness, gentleness, that's grace and mercy, glory to God. Faith, trust, God, hallelujah, meekness, and temperance, self-control, hallelujah. Meekness is strength under control, power under control. Temperance is your emotions under control. Come on now. That's the mind of Christ. That's the atmosphere in which you have to engender, you have to seek to have. That's the character of Christ. That is what you have to have going on in your life. God, please, Lord, hallelujah. I strive to have the mind of Christ, his love, his joy, his peace, his long-suffering, his gentleness, his goodness, his faith, his meekness and temperance. I seek to have all of that. And once you get that, come on, you're listening to me now. You can't be a blowhard. Oh, that's just the way I am. Oh, I just tell it plain like it is. T-I-S. Ephesians 4:29. So don't. In fact, Pastor Peters, can you go to Ephesians 4:29? Because see, y'all folks that say, "Well, that's just the way I am. I'm just blunt. I just say it like it is." My mama told me, "Don't hold nothing back." Amen. So that's just the way I am. Ephesians 4:29.
Yeah,
when you get there, say amen.
Amen. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
Now, if you're coming out with something that ain't ministering grace, you are outside of God's will. Come on now. But I'm saying, but that's just the way I am. I was like that before I was saved. Well, guess what? The old man's supposed to die. Is that right?
Amen.
Glory to God. What are you doing, Abusha? That was supposed to be hung up on the cross. Come on now. You know what? Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You got to be Christ. Y'all, it used to be a little thing about what would Jesus do, and we thought that was, you know, in the 90s, oh, that was something new. That happened back in the 1800s when I first came out. What would Jesus do? And it was a fad then, it was a fad now. But seriously, you got to understand that's what's got to come in your mind. What would Jesus do? So you can stop putting yourself in harm's way. You say, what? You put yourself in harm's way when you do opposite of what 4:29 said, Ephesians 4:29. Can you do me a favor, Pastor Peters, and read 4:30, Ephesians 4:30? What does that say?
Ephesians 4:30 says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Don't you grieve the Holy Spirit. I got the Holy Spirit, and you just laid out somebody. You just almost cursed them out. You used a lot of euphemisms, but you almost told them where to go and what to do when they got there.
Mm.
And then you pray to God, but I want God to answer my prayer. You done just shot yourself in the foot. Will you keep your big mouth shut? Flip Wilson said, hallelujah, loose lips sink ships. But you don't see, that's the way I've been all my life. Well, you got to change that, baby. Nothing changes until your mind changes.
Amen.
All that mess. And you holding on to mess. And you want to get blessed? Hallelujah. You go, glory to God. You can put that to rest. Yes, and I'm a partner that didn't know it. Glory to God. You want to get blessed with that mess?
Mm.
Put it to rest.
Mm.
He will reign on the just and unjust, but there's some things that block him from, glory to God, block him from blessing you.
your temper, your emotions, getting to letting your emotions go. But you don't understand. They took me there. Look, you don't have to go no place.
Amen.
You don't have to be taken no place.
Amen.
Unless you want to go there. Because you wanted to go there. That's why you went there. But you don't say, they said this to me, and they called me out of my name. Was that your name? Well, why did you answer to it?
Amen.
You know, if they didn't call your name, don't answer to it. If your name is Susan, they keep calling Charlotte. They ain't talking about you.
Amen.
Why you answering to that?
Amen.
Just go about your business. But you don't see. I can't let that stand. Why not? They mocked Christ. They stoned him. They crucified him.
Amen.
And then you go to church and say, I want to be just like Jesus. No, you don't. Don't lie to God. You're lying to yourself. You want to be just like Jesus. And then some folks start tormenting you a little bit, and you ready call down the fire of heaven and burn them up. When we call down the fire of heaven, we're talking about calling fire of heaven on those demons.
Amen.
Because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. That's what Pastor Pete just read that scripture in Ephesians. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of spirits and wickedness and high places and the darkness of this world. Those are degrees of demons. Baby, your husband is not a demon.
Amen.
Your children are not demons. You say, well, sometimes they act like, well, we know that sometimes they're influenced by the enemy. That's why we got to pray and cover them with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we got to take them to church. We got to have them sitting down and listen to the servant. Act like you know what you do with your children. A seed that's going to get a harvest. You don't take them to church, guess what? When they grow up, they ain't going to church. Mm-hmm. You don't read the Bible with them, guess what? When they grow up, they ain't reading the Bible too, and they ain't reading it to their children. Nothing changes until your mind changes. You got to have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
And we're working on that. Hallelujah. Pastor Peter, it's good to God. And I told y'all that the answers to those five questions, that's in the Word of God. Your answer to those five questions you find in the Word of God. You can't go call your grandmother and your grandfather and your uncle and your aunt and your and call them and say, oh, where did I come from? Why am I here? You can't ask them those questions because they ain't got clue as to what we're talking about. Go to 1 Peter 2 and 9.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter 2 and 9. Body of the Lord,
Mm-mm-mm.
Who are you?
Thank
I'm going to help you right now. Glory to God. This is an open book test. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because once you begin, you answer all of these questions, then we can go to the next stage of actually doing something to change your mind. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Read.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people.
Stop. That's who you are. Who am I? You can put beside that 1 Peter 2, chapter 2, verse 9. That's who you are. And for the next 4 days, I want you to say at least for 3 minutes each day, I want you to read that scripture. 1 Peter 2:9. Because you got to understand who you are before your mind can change. Because nothing changes until your mind changes. And your mind can't change until you realize who you are, where you came from, why you here, what you can do, and where you going. So we working on that. Is that all right?
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
If I can't buy one, can I rent one for a little while? Oh, don't shout me down, Minister Linda, when I'm preaching good. That's who you are. And see, you got to realize who you are. Glory to God. Glory to God. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to lose my mind in a minute and be speaking in tongues, think I'm talking English to y'all. Watch out now. Yes. Oh, that's right. I'm supposed to lose my mind. I'm supposed to get the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Philippians 2:5. Y'all remember that. But for the next 4 days, for 3 minutes, I want you to say this. Read First Peter 2:9 again.
But ye are a chosen generation.
I am a chosen generation.
A royal priesthood.
I am a royal priesthood.
A holy nation.
A holy nation.
A peculiar people.
A peculiar person. That means special. That means anointed. That means I got special abilities. That doesn't mean strange. See, peculiar means other things other than strange. It means I am anointed and I am appointed. I am special. Glory to God. I have special talents and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Hallelujah. Glory, or women. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One more. What is the? Hallelujah. Okay. Glory to God. For the next 4 days, that's today after the broadcast. Then tomorrow, that's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. And then we're going to have something else for you to say after that. But say that for at least 3 minutes every day. Because you got to get that in your spirit. It's got to get in your conscious self and then in your subconscious self. I want you to start having dreams about you being, read that again.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people.
I want you to have a dream about who you are in Christ. But that's what you put down there for, number one, who am I? And you put down that 1 Peter 2:5. Excuse me, 1 Peter 2:9. Get that right. Oh, my goodness, Jesus, hallelujah. I just heard our technician, our recording technician say 90 seconds. Look, we're going to have to go with, I think this might be, but the next part five on Sunday. Hallelujah. But we're going through this, and we're going to, look, when we finish with this, you will have changed your, because nothing changes until your mind changes. So what we're saying is that your mind is going to be changed. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you. So let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. The glory is yours. Hallelujah.
We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that should show forth the praises of him who has brought us out of darkness, out of darkness, out of darkness, into this marvelous light, into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us tonight, and we'll see you on Sunday. Hallelujah. Same station. If you'd like to have the list of scriptures, please feel free to call after the broadcast goes off at 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. If you'd like to ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins, and I repent of my sins, and I ask you, Jesus, to come into my heart, and I make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And please call us and let us know that you have asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart, and you have asked the Lord to make you, to make him your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah.
Join us on Sunday live in the sanctuary located on the lower level of the parsonage at 3007 Iona Terrace, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. That's 3007 Iona, I-O-N-A, Terrace, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Use the side entrance. We do have a handicap entrance as well. God bless you. We'll see you at 3 p.m. on Sunday. We will be simulcasting, so we'll still have our radio broadcast as well. God bless you. Love you. And remember this, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.